We've all seen the movies. Convicted murderer facing his last appeal, adamant that he's not guilty, case overturned for some reason or another, and the bad guy is eventually caught. There's also plenty of real-life stories. Person diagnosed with cancer, given just a couple of weeks to live, somehow the cancer goes into remission. A second chance at life. Now trust me, I'm not putting winning or losing a hockey game in the same category as fighting cancer. But that convicted prisoner who keeps fighting, that cancer survivor who kept fighting, well, that's what I saw out of Bemidji State last week at the Ralph. Down 3-0, headed to the third period, at Ralph Engelstad Arena, against the University of North Dakota. Beavers were given a death sentence that there was no way out of. They didn't quit fighting. One goal turned to two, turned game over into game on in the blink of an eye. Yes, Bemidji State gave up an empty net goal, still lost the game 4-2. But the fight that I saw at Bemidji State last Saturday in the third period showed me that this team is not going down without a fight. Need another analogy? Heavyweight fighter, early stages of his career, not fighting for a title, but just fighting to win today to eventually fight in a title fight. Headed to the final round, losing on every single scorecard that there is. That fighter knows that the only way they're going to win that fight is to win by knockout. Throw punch after punch after punch after punch until you can't punch anymore. Just hoping that one of those punches lands a knockout punch. Started pretty innocently. Beavers down 3-0, take a penalty, and score a shorthanded goal? That's right. A minute two later, a player who had only seen the ice for a few minutes so far this year, Vincent Corcoran, played heavy minutes on Saturday because he proved to his coach that he could handle it. And handle it he did.
One of those cases where North Dakota doesn't care necessarily if they score, but they're just happy to take two more minutes off the clock. Beavers force, Beavers steal, Pickering into the offensive zone, clanks it off the post and in! It's a shorthanded goal for the Beavers with the 11:25 left in the third, 3-1. New line middle for Rosen, shot missed the net, down low, the Beavers score! Two goals in a couple of minutes of real time. Beavers back to one. The goal by Carter Jones, he was left all alone in the slot.
Yes, the Beavers lost 4-2 at North Dakota last Saturday night, but the fight that I saw, well, that was something that gave me hope for the rest of the season. I can feel them watching me while I'm learning
to survive. We'll find out. I mean, that's up to the players, but you got to build on it. You got to build on the period. That's what I just told them, build on the period.
Regardless of the score, this team will continue to try to land that knockout punch. St. Thomas may be new to Division I. They showed a lot of fight last week, too. Going into last weekend, St. Thomas was 2-12. They won twice at home against Lake State. Something tells me the Tommies will just keep throwing haymakers this weekend, too. Should make for a great CCHA weekend. Beavers and the Tommies from St. Thomas. Next, our Budweiser pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.